Morning, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating a 1280 EKG on patient Sean Johnson on 6/18/25. Mr. Johnson performed a 1280 EKG period. Patient is a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complex is T waves normal period of paragraph impression normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Milliken. This goes to Dr. Connell, CONNEL. On 6/18/25, Mr. Milliken performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate to severe degree of airway obstruction with a poor effort after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 2/5/25. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a 6-minute walk test on same patient, Dale Milliken. On 6/18/25, Mr. Milliken performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 91%. Period. Patient achieved 307 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 88%. Period of paragraph impression. Correction, that's 307 meters, not 207. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6/18/25, Mrs. Terrell performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/11/25, there's been no change period of paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ramona Richardson. This goes to David Weston. On 6/18/25, Mr. Richardson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michelle Fleming. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 6/18/25, Mrs. Fleming performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators except for an improved effort resulting in a near normalization of forced vital capacity. There's been no significant change period of paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. And next is the pre-post bronchodilator D-E-D-O-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 6/18/25, Mrs. D. Dominicus performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/25/25, there's been no change period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tai on 6/18/25. Mr. Horgan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired with a minimal degree of airways obstruction and insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/30/25, there's been improvement in airflow period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. surgery after bronchodilators, period. We have compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component,